I want a piece of the Monte Carlo, girl. I'll be over there. It's in like, every time I'm in the house, like when I'm at home, I feel like somebody slamming my car door. I left my fucking keys in the car the other day. Bitch, I'm looking all through the house for my keys, trying to guess what they had in the ignition.
Oh, hell no.
No, that just goes to show you how fucking discombobulated, bitch, I be at home. You feel me? Look, this nigga right here. Yep, go ahead on the top. I said I was on my podcast, and I knew you was going to say something rude and disrespectful. As soon as I pick up the phone, I'm going to put you on there. Huh? Yeah, I put you on there before. Please.
I'm tripping.
I wasn't getting paid by anybody. Everything I do to you is always of your consent. You don't fucking tell me no. What world are you living in? I know, they're going crazy. You're like, look, he's one of the real beings. Don't show up. Who lied? I didn't lie. I just told you how I was feeling when I was there. I mean, you should have just called back before now and been like, hey, what's up? I can't say that like that. What you doing, though? I've been about $100 and get this thing. Yeah. They don't see me no more. You know, I hate it when my friends start talking. Everybody's in their own little concourse and fence. I hate it when my, like, I just know my friends for their work. And a lot of my friends don't know my other friends for their work. And I be feeling bad when stuff don't go right. That's it. I be trying to protect myself, honestly. Kind of selfish, but still valiant at the same time, right? You agree? But let me wrap this podcast up because I don't want to be rude to my guests. And you don't want to give me your permission to put you on there, so I can't really get
you. My God, can I play my music now? Can you get fucking lunch?
I call you Switzerland, man. Hello? See how pleasant I am on the phone now? Niggas be acting funny and acting like I'm getting on it, man.
I called you.
I know, that's what I'm saying, bitch. But you see, I do everything. I like, and that wasn't even like disrespectful. Was that disrespectful to a relationship, I think? I don't think so either. We didn't talk about nothing nasty, nothing sexy, nothing like that. That's just a friend giving me a call. But see, when people are naive and they don't understand things, how about you just measure the size?
Well, I need for them to get me.
No, just measure the size of the accomplishment by the obstacles you had to overcome to reach it. What are you doing? I'm putting on Cliff. I'm putting on Cliff.
Okay.
I want you to see Cliff, friend.
Okay.
So you can be like, he cute, whatever. Grace is my husband. She don't want to do it. What's that gonna show to you? Oh, I can't pull it up. I forgot the fucking man's name. Oh my God, what's his name? Okay. Vladimir. Oh, it's cute. First thing on my face. I liked it. You don't follow Witness of Thickness. I was going to go live on Witness of Thickness. They were just a few people I couldn't. I just didn't want them to see my fucking post. And I forgot how to take them off. Whatever. But I'm going to go live later on this week. I had 40 profile visits in the last 2 days. You can just follow me, girl. She follow me. Okay, here we go. Cliff again. Yeah, she right there. Okay, Cliff. Girl, your man ain't going nowhere. Chill out, okay? Cliff is bomb. He getting green beans. He's like, he eats healthy and stuff. There she go. Sexy ass. Oh my God. Like this scroll, bitch. He a thick little light skinned sugar cookie. I'm telling you. Little fat boy.
That's a he?
Yeah, that's a he.
Don't look like a she.
Cause she feminine. China.
That's a transy?
No, it's a boy. It's a boy. A man. Definitely got that bass in his voice.
That looks like a fucking woman. What are you looking at?
Light skin colored hair.
That's
Cliff. Yes, that's Cliff. Bitch, you know, I don't even like boys like that. But that's Cliff. Yes.
That's like a fucking woman.
That's Cliff, bitch. I'm pretty. I tell you, he's gorgeous.
He has a hair like a woman.
Gorgeous.
It's a transy.
It's not a fucking tranny. She don't. Transsexuals have either. Transsexuals have work done. Meaning.
I thought it was an actual pretty guy looking. Like
that's a cross dresser, sweetie.
I don't know what.
He's a cross dresser. He likes to wear heels and he likes to wear tight clothes. He does not have. He has nails and no titties. That's what we used to say in high school to, you know, shame the little kids. I'm sorry. Fooled you right. That's a real boy. He got a real dick in between his legs. I'm a sucker for him too. You feel me? I like sucking dick and eating ass. I'm a sucker for him too though. Like that is, like, see the real. That's the real fish shade right there, bitch. You gotta catch it.
The fish shade.
I said the real fish shade.
What is that?
I'm looking at a bunch of fucking women. Where's the nigga? I don't see no nigga. Bitch, this bitch rap harder than damn near Nicki. Are you serious? But she on her Facebook. Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm true to that.
The smart girl can't get past that block. You want me to get you past the block? I can.
Huh?
You want me to get you past the block?
Mm-hmm.
I can, though. Mm-hmm. I got my computer in the car. I can get you past the block right now. All I got to do is type in one thing. I can get you past the block. I'm going to get you past the block. I know how to do it.
What? I mean...
I just need his email address. And I can get you past the block. This is no shade.
I'm just trying to figure out why would I keep getting
it. As a matter of fact, give me his phone number. I can get you past the block. Oh, you got his phone number?
I don't know.
See, you don't do none of that. You don't do none of that, girl. See, I'm the type of bitch that sends my mans an email when that bitch done blocked me. You can block me on every platform, bitch. It's some way to get in touch with you. You think I don't know your Tumblr? I know your motherfucking nasty shit too, bitch. I'll get you. I'll message your ass on Tumblr. Then that'll shock you. I'll send a SOS, a picture with us sitting up on there and say, I love this man to death. You know what I'm saying? I do one of those. I will, bitch. You're going to know I know what you want, how to get in touch with your motherfucking monkey ass. I promise you that. Girl, ain't nobody finna play with me like that, poo. Period, poo. Why finna play with me like that, girl? You're going to know I'm looking for you. Girl, if I don't call your mom and your aunt, your cousin, niece, nephew, and all them motherfuckers get in touch with you, bitch, you're going to know I'm looking for your ass. You understand me?
You're going to know one way, though.
You're going to know I'm looking for your motherfucking ass. Dead ass serious. I don't play those games. Not with my man, honey. Not with my... See, China, you on Facebook, girl. What about that iWatch I'm trying to sell for $200? What the fuck say?
One thing came up, but it didn't...
You ain't even look. Stop.
I just seen it pop up.
What did it say, friend? Can I have this? You should let me have this.
What?
This little Nintendo down here.
Mm-hmm.
This little Nintendo.
Oh.
Let me have it.
I love my game system.
You can have it when you fix your TV. Just let me have it until you fix your TV. Am I going to hurt it? I'm going to take care of electronics. I only got two hobbies, cute underwear and electronics.
You said cute underwear
and electronics. I love to wear. If you guys ever want to give me a gift, birthday, Christmas, anniversary, you know, first date, anything, you know, just... I love cute underwear. I love jock straps. I'm actually thinking about starting a business. It's going to be called Candy Red Beans. Like jujubes or cinnamon imps or something around that nature. But I'm thinking about starting... It's called Candy Red Beans because that's going to be the name of my jock strap line. You know, I've been getting certain inspirational details from... Or just screenshot it on your phone. Even better.
What?
Oh, if you screenshot it on my phone and I can crop it and send it to you, it'd be better. Instead of you taking a blurry picture.
How would you screenshot it?
Oh, no. Just ask.
Oh, you screenshot it.
I'm saying, then you pull up on my phone? Yeah. But yeah, so Candy Red Beans is going to be my new venture. If you guys want to get in and invest, that'd be great. My designs, though, you understand me? You get no fucking say-so. You can invest for the coins and the building and the parties and get Cliff to come do the girl's hair. I live. But, and she needs to perform. She has to rap. If he doesn't rap, I'm not with it. But yeah, I got 1,000 ideas. A job shop is only made one way, but at the end of the day, it's all about how you drape the strings. Because that's what they said on product. What is it? That what the product is getting very much. Bitch, it's all about that drapery, honey. The fabric, how luscious it lays on the body.
All you have to do is press it. Oh, you have to press one button on the top.
You got
to
press two buttons. But yeah, you know, so at the end of the day, I've been practicing. I got a couple of ideas. I bought a few pieces. I've chopped them up, redid them to fit my thick, voluptuous thighs and, you know, chest and stomach area. Baby, when I tell you my friends thought I was playing when I ordered these two pieces a few weeks ago, I said, see, the white man didn't give it no justice. That bitch is straight up and down like a washboard, baby. Mama got in that thing, baby. Feel that thing out like a fucking stuffed turkey wrapped in one of them necks that you get at Thanksgiving before you cook that bitch, honey. Who? Baby, when I got up in that thing and put that motherfucking outfit on, it was giving him a sticker fork in that hoe. She done. Bitch, please. My nigga lost his mind. Excuse me, mom.
It's the bottom button.
Ex-nigga lost his mind. Or whatever. But, yeah. Up. I haven't worn those outfits since. I'm thinking about cutting the fuck up. Because, bitch, I only bought them to try to save my relationship. It didn't fucking work. So, I don't need to wear them no more. So, I think I'm going to cut the legs off one. And I'm going to make the other one into friend. Did you do it?
I can't do it.
I told you.
Which button is the middle of them?
You'll always need me for something.
The bottom or the top?
You'll always need me for something.
Which button is it?
You'll always need me for something. See, you never get a girl's your secret since they don't like iPhone. Now, she the one that had an iPhone.
I don't want to tell you my secret.
She had an iPhone first.
I did.
She don't remember how to screenshot. Thanks, Siri.
Thank you.
For the change of software. Anyway, so what's up with the Nintendo? You gonna let me take it? Thanks. I love you. I bring this girl gifts. She sends me gifts. This is me and China's relationship, I'm coming to believe. I love coming to China House because she had this little cute little unicorn that she would not let me have because her mom gave it to her. Which is, I don't give away gifts either. I love it. You said your mama gave it to you.
What?
The first unicorn, the one I wanted. Oh. But see, I believe in that though. You know, I don't give away gifts. I'm not ever giving away gifts. So, you know, you ever give me something, you know, you can find out.
Do this one, please.
See, she keep calling me. Now she's irritating my charger ass next. I've seen a shot, please. You want me to send them all to you soon? You want me to crop them and send them to you?
Why would you crack them?
Because you got all the fucking likes and my shit at the top, girl. Please. I got this, bro.
Thank you.
Who are these people?
Are we still talking on this thing?
These are kids? No, we've been off.
God.
Damn, girl. This girl right here is scared. See, that's why I don't like telling nobody I'm doing a podcast. Because, yeah, let me tell you what everybody does. I say, hey, would you like to be a guest host on Candid Conversation? And what do they say? Oh, yes, I would love to do it. I can't compete with this bullshit, so yeah, I guess I'm gonna shut the fuck up. But everybody say, yes, I would love to do it. And then as soon as I say, let's have a podcast about Candid Conversation.
You say the podcast off.
Yeah, the podcast is off, but don't turn this down. I don't want to talk over this.
Who's talking to now?
You, friend.
I can hear
it. Okay, whatever. Like I was saying, everybody say, yes, I want to do it. And as soon as I say podcast, child, they be like, oh my God, I'm not ready. Girl, how you gotta get ready to have a conversation with your friend? Now, I know you gotta get ready to have a conversation with ex-lovers, conversations with bitches you don't like, conversations with hoes you know talking shit about you. You gotta get ready to have a conversation with them bitches. But with your friend, nah. I don't feel like me and my friends have to actually have.
Say again, to get ready to have a conversation with what bitches?
Like, you know, bitches who talking shit about you, bitches you know confrontational, bitches you know don't like you.
I love my fucking haters.
I mean, I don't really love my haters.
Love them,
they ain't my motivators. Please. They ain't my motivators. I got this little app on my phone called Motivation. That's my motivator.
There's a thin line between love and hate. When somebody hates your ass, they really do got them envy and love your ass. Because I have no reason to hate
jealous nobody. Is a motherfucker.
I ain't got time. Exactly.
And I can't hang around nobody jealous of me.
I don't hang around people like that.
You don't think you do?
You right about that.
And I've been telling you all year long, be careful about the snakes, because snakes what? They no longer show their teeth. What do snakes do? They call it your bae, sir, bruh, my folks, my homies. Huh?
You sent me some of the pictures?
No, I was in the process of cropping all three of them. It was three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah, like, you know, the snakes have gotten closer and more personal. The new snake learns your moves. They learn you to loathe you. They learn you to use it against you because they know what will hurt you. Like, they will learn that you love to ice skate, but they will know that if you fall, you're embarrassed. And more than you love to ice skate and hate to fall, you really don't like to what? Be embarrassed. That's what the new snake does. They take your embarrassment, they hold it in the palm of their hand, and they twist. And it's crazy because I have a lot of them. I had a lot of them. If I would have stopped listening to most people, I probably would have got rid of a lot of them sooner. But because I was trying to, I guess, conform and listen and be a good friend and be a good confidant and, you know, give grace, give thanks, even show compassion.
And show them real friend love.
Yeah. Like, girl, it's like I let them get closer and closer and closer, and when they struck, it did nothing but hurt me 10 times worse. And it's like, God damn.
Why would you do that to a person that
yes.
which is feeding you love? You know what I'm saying?
I was just like crazy.
Something they can see that you need it because you didn't have a trust level.
Right.
Or some people are just weird around a whole bunch of fucked up people. They don't know what real got them.
Because no shade, Miss Mecca, bitch, like 2 weeks ago.
I sent it to me.
Like 2 weeks ago, girl, Mecca did the same shit to me. Like one day she called me talking about some money that I know for a fact China, she asked me to count out. I counted it 3 times because, bitch, if you anything like me, bitch, you're not going to play with my money. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, the shade is I would have took it out. I would have asked you to count it, took it out your hand, and I would have counted it myself.
Exactly.
That's what I would have did. But she never did. She said, I trust you, da 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 da. Girl, like at 9 o'clock that night, she called my phone like, hey, yo, what you put back in that envelope again? Oh, I let that shit go. Girl, she called me the next night. She called me the next night about a whole nother issue that had nothing to do with me. This girl called me and said, am I speaking to her baby's father? Now, girl, because you...
What?
Just because you run around telling the world that your baby daddy's gay, girl, does not mean I know this nigga, number one. Don't mean I know this nigga. Number two, bitch, I don't even hang around nobody that hang around your baby daddy. I don't know your baby daddy like that. I said, so you know what?
Who the fuck is your baby daddy?
Thank you, that part. Not in my world, he's nothing. Now, let me tell you, I gave very much, girl, I feel like you're trying me. I have never been tried like this by someone that I have never done this way. At the end of the day, I feel like this. If I have never exuded those qualities or those things to you, why would I come up in your brain as one of the people who could do you like that?
Right now.
I'm not dirty like that. I ain't never stole from you. I ain't never done nothing. And then the bullshit is, one of my good friends today, like, this nigga had hidden cameras all over his house, bitch. I didn't find out. You don't know how I found out? Because another nigga that he knew from another walk of life came over to the house and something got missing. And he came to me to tell me something got missing. And he was like, oh, nah, but he slipped up. He said, oh, nah, B, I ain't talking about you. Hell, I watched the cameras back, nigga. You said it the whole time. I'm like, nigga, first of all, I didn't need your validation. I know I didn't steal it. Number two.
Can I try it? My mama's name Ella Mae.
For real? For real.
Ella Mae.
Yeah, it's good. My grandma's
name. It's funny how you said that and you didn't even know.
Your name been trying to make in my phone for a while.
I like it. It was. My mom.
Your name been trying to make in my phone for a while, girl. I was like, you know, she had like a maid, honey. I was going to say China Francis and my grandma's Mary Francis.
Actually, Marie.
But I was like, Marie?
Mm-hmm. Marie.
Huh?
Marie.
French, Marie. Etienne, bonjour, ça va bien, et toi?
And Spanish, Maria.
I don't speak Spanish. I should, but I don't.
Maria. I'm just weird.
Maria. But when I tell you, I'm for real. Like,
totally weird.
I was just like, you know, I feel kind of tried, but at the end of the day, I have values, and my parents instilled them in me. And one thing my mom always taught me, motherfucker, you don't put your motherfucking hands on something that don't belong to you. If it don't belong to you, you don't fucking touch it. Now, baby, let's not get it wrong. I'm a klepto in the stores who have insurance to pay for it, but I don't steal from people. I would never steal from people. I learned my lesson about getting that shit back in the day with the numbers and all that bullshit. I'm good on all that. Bitch, please, that shit is hurtful, you know, it's harmful, you know, and I don't steal from people. I will not take from you what I will take from the store because they got insurance to pay for it. They expect to lose some of it, and hell, it rained hard. You lost a few cartons. Get away from me.
But you know, at the end of the day, I just don't feel bad. I don't like that. But my whole thing with the issue was, y'all mother bitch, you trying me. Because number one, you done called me about some weak shit that you know I counted, because I know if you was any type of person hustler, bitch, you would have been counting out the side of your eye when I was counting that money.
Exactly,
counting
with you, bitch.
Thank you.
With your dumb ass.
You wouldn't wait to make your, you wouldn't wait to deliver the shit and then have your face looking bad like you try to do something. That's why I check that shit at the door. Because if you don't check that shit at the door, then that means when you do it again, it's blatant disrespect. Yeah, because if you do it again, it's blatant disrespect, bitch, and I'm not playing with you.
And I don't give you room to think you're okay now.
Exactly. Right. You're right, friend. Don't ever give them room to... I'm not letting
snap
up.
Snap off the rip.
Yes, ma'am. Off the motherfucking rip. Because, bitch, if you do it again, you're blatantly disrespecting me. And I'm not finna be disrespected. That's my problem, girl. I'm always saying something. But I ain't gonna say that's my problem. That's my gift. Because at the end of the day, I would've let you know, bitch, I'm watching you.
Communication's everything, bitch.
Everybody wanted to, because it was a period of time where a lot of people went through, and they would say that the cameras inside my home that I had set up made them uncomfortable. Bitch, you don't have to come over here. Let me tell you why these cameras are in place, you weak-ass individual. They're for your safety, too. They're not just for, they're for everyone that's in this motherfucking house's safety. Because if something in this bitch come up missing, bitch, I don't know who did it, I'm going to point this gun at you, you, and you.
And you.
Or I can go roll a tape back and see who really it was and excuse everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was trying to explain to one ignorant ass.
Don't be in your ignorant ass fucking thoughts and think this shit is for fucking you.
Thank you. Like, I'm just sitting around here watching and, you know, waiting. No,
bitch.
Bitch,
please. The shit that I do, bitch, and why? No.
First of all, I like live porn. None of you girls get it popping enough for beans. So, let's keep that liquid, boo. Like, friend, is it a vent or something over here that's blowing? Because I swear this piece of paper is moving, bitch.
Which one?
That paper right there, you don't see it. My eyes probably playing tricks on me.
No, that's on. This bitch get on my fucking nerve. Y'all was putting some shit from fucking where?
What is that, bitch? I hope none of them get up on. You see it moving?
Which one?
The trash bag, bitch.
This one?
No, the other one.
This one?
No, that one in front. That yes. One? Oh, this a battered ass bitch. She don't mind.
Oh, nigga. No.
Oh, that's disgusting. I thought it was a little, you know,
he just
friend.
Fucking, look. I ain't got time to nobody fucking got the mom.
But I really thought.
Swear to God.
Now I see what you were talking about.
She's on my fucking nerves. I can't stand it.
It's clutter.
It's getting on my fucking nerves.
Oh, you can tell this is out of the bed.
Nigga, it's simple.
Yeah, that's what caused rats and roaches and shit to accumulate. And see, this is the shit right here I can't deal with either. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to sweep my motherfucking floor and I get over here.
I'm going to sweep it again.
But I'm just saying, friend, at the end of the day, I got to clean up the fuck behind you. Yeah, I'm not your maid. I'm not going to do that. If you eat or drink, take that shit to the trash. That's what I be saying about...
And I don't understand why the fuck you feel the need to throw shit any fucking way.
Thank you. I hate motherfuckers.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You know my biggest pet peeve is...
You would think you get tired of me, goddamn...
Motherfuckers dumping the
you
cigarettes.
You would get tired of me cussing your ass out.
Yeah.
I would.
Because I would raise...
If I was you, bitch, I'd get tired of him. I'm out.
I would raise hell every motherfucking time.
Because I raise every day, bitch. Every day.
Bitch, when I tell you another thing that pisses me off is I walk around...
Wait till it get to the point of what, bitch, you just got to go.
The cigarettes. Like, bitch, I got an ashtray and a lighter in every room. If y'all quit putting my fucking lighters in y'all motherfucking pocket, it'll be a Bic in the bathroom. You'll never have the need to ask for one. It'll be a Bic in my room with an ashtray wherever you need one, because my godmother, Jasmine, told me, honey, you smoke cigarettes, you need an ashtray and a lighter in every room that you're going to chill and smoke in, because you don't want to get the fuck up and go look for one. It should be one.
Exactly.
It should always be one.
A motherfucker with an ashtray full of fucking goddamn ashes and
shit. Dump the motherfucker out, please.
I swear, nigga, ashtray, when I swear to God, it's some big
when they
ashtray,
try to motherfucking dump the blunt guts fucking, on top of the shit.
Oh, my God.
Shamir does that, and it pisses me off, because it's like, bitch, first of all, it's
right
not even
you.
Fucking... But you can tell that the blunt, you know, they go everywhere. Why you just can't
go on the floor and shit? Why you just go to the trash and do it?
And then you don't pick it up, you don't sweep it up, you don't get it up, and it ends up getting matted in my rugs. I understand why you don't let nobody walk on your shit unless their socks are shit off and stuff. Because, girl, when
he wants a nasty carpet.
Girl, first of all, what they call them rugs? The Persian, I have a Persian, whatever, that Atlantis, my old boss gave me. Now, bitch, I did the research, girl. The motherfucking rug is very expensive. like very expensive. You know what I'm saying? I looked up, it's like a 600. Oh, 388. But yeah, 1-1. But yeah, what I'm saying is, bitch, when I had to get on my hands and knees and scrub it with apple cider vinegar and baking soda.
You said 03? Is she ain't on this no more?
It's my little brother's birthday, girl. His birthday was on the 3rd of November. But, yeah, so that, but it's like, bitch, what the fuck? I hate this shit. Because it's like, girl, first of all, you see the act. My godmother used to make it such a bitch. She didn't speak to me for 5 years, girl. Number one, because I didn't empty the ashtray. Number two, because she gave me some weed and a blunt to roll. My godmother's just that tough.
11380
My little brother's birthday. November 3rd.
Oh, it's your birthday.
My brother.
Oh, hold on.
My little brother.
Is it still around?
Yeah, his birthday was the 3rd.
No, is it, so you know you do something significant and it might be
maybe, oh, nobody or, knows.
But nobody would know. Nobody knows, so nobody would guess that shit. Nobody but it's knows. Easy for you to remember. Right. I get it.
My brother, my mom, and my dad.
How to guess that shit?
Don't tell somebody that.
Why would I?
No, the shade is, girl, hell, half of people don't know my goddamn birthday. Shit, I told it to my boyfriend.
Your cancer is
I told it to my boyfriend.
July.
It's June. It's June.
You a June? You oh, you the June 28th and 9th.
I started off on the 25th, so.
You know, you're 10 days from my birthday.
I know. Yeah.
I will never forget that now.
See, now.
How long have I been on you?
When's my birthday? You asked me if I was a fucking Aries.
You're a Gemini. Your birthday is June. Yeah, I know, but you're a Gemini. Your birthday is 10 days before mine. Your birthday is the 15th. Right. You want to know why I never forget your birthday? Because my ex-lover, Perry, he's also a Gemini. His birthday is June
9th. Roy is July 15th.
No, Perry's birthday is June 9th.
Okay. I couldn't forget Roy's birthday.
His is June 19th?
His is July 15th.
Oh, July 15th? That's a month. Guess who birthday
1987.
Guess who birthday is July 15th? Shamir.
Oh, my God.
Shamir's birthday is July 15th. Stop calling my friend Craighead.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not.
She's not a crackhead. She don't smoke it out of no motherfucking pipe. She's
definitely a crackhead.
Girl, she's definitely not a crackhead, girl. She just smokes.
She wasn't able to have a pipe smoking out
of. Oh, my God. Girl, I ain't never seen her pick up no shooter now. I was, you know, I don't she got no reason to lie. What? Girl.
She I don't smoke rocks in a goddamn weed pipe.
Girl, she don't. She breaks it up and puts it in her blinds.
No.
I mean, the girls get inventive these days. I seen them smoke meth out of a light bulb, bitch. Let's be clear.
You fucking up weed, bitch.
I mean, girl, especially the gas.
People smoke,
I hate when people put the coke in the goddamn
light bulb.
I hate when people put the goddamn coke, the gas with the coke in. I'm like, bitch, why are you wasting
the gas? I don't do no coke or no fucking rocks and no fucking weed. I don't smoke goddamn nothing. I don't want no fire added to no fucking dope. All you miss is some goddamn bacon soda, bitch. Trying to make
it into
a crackhead.
Now, making it into a crackhead, China, you know it takes what? Heat and chemically change anything. So, technically...
It smells like crack when it burns.
It smells like crack when it burns, but technically it has to go through a chemical change to become crack cocaine.
I don't want
to
smoke dope, period.
Okay, I don't want to smoke it either, but I'm telling you the facts.
I put it on my tongue. I'm not smoking this shit.
Girl, you are so crazy.
See, why are you so black and white on certain things, but then again, you're so flexible on certain things?
Black as fuck.
Girl, okay, Whitney said it first. Relax, breathe, and receive.
It's for poor people.
No, crack is for poor people. That's why they introduced it to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Not us, them.
What do you mean?
I grew up poor.
They introduced crack cocaine into the lower level income parts of the major cities to kill them off. Just like they did syphilis. Just like they're doing now with the babies having autism. You know what I'm saying? The bullshit is, I think all the white kids getting autism because they're trying to experiment on their motherfucking self and actually try to save their race. You know, they're only supposed to walk the earth for a couple thousand years. But after that, it's a wrap. We're going to be back to being kings and queens. Or you don't believe that?
Oh, I totally know that.
You totally know that?
I totally know that.
Yeah. You don't have no comment.
I totally know that.
You totally know that.
But original, just
yeah, original. We are the original.
Original people.
Yeah, period. You know, like they have period. The originals. Everything on TV.
Ain't no way to fucking get black out of white. You can never make two light colors to make a dark color.
That's why they hate us. The sucking
white's not even a color. It's a fucking
shade.
It's a shade. It's translucent. Like, we got fucking Miami.
That's why they try to dumb us down and make us seem equal to them. Like, take black.
Black is the most bitch, dominant color.
Black.
Period.
But bitch, black?
It's the first color.
I'm not black. Sweetie, I'm not black. I'm not black. My skin is.
I'm dominant.
I'm not matte black, not shiny gloss black. I'm not a shade, sweetie. My skin is pecan tan. Okay? I'm pecan tan.
You're actually more of a mocha chocolate. I'm a mocha chocolate.
You're a mocha chocolate, yeah. I'm pecan tan, sweetie.
No.
You see pecans in the wintertime? So whenever they fall off.
Oh, you mean like when it's kind of dark and then light?
No. When they first bloom, they're pecan. I'm pecan tan.
I'm pecan tan.
I'm not walnut. I'm not hazelnut. I'm pecan tan. Look at pecans on you. Seriously.
I know what color pecan is.
Yeah. You're not pecan. I'm pecan.
No, pecan.
Put
the
pecan up.
You said it'd be a little lighter or darker.
Who, me?
And a mocha chocolate.
Mocha's like darker than you.
Mocha?
Look at mocha latte. Look at mocha latte. Look at mocha. Mocha, dark chocolate. I'm not dark chocolate. My husband's always dark chocolate. This is the first time I actually think I'm going to be married to a light skinned man.
You're no lighter than me.
I love him that color of shades. Nougat.
We're two different shades of fucking chocolate.
No, girl. No. They added a whole black to you. They didn't add black to me, sweetie. They added another shade of brown. Brown is not a shade, brown is a color. You mix purple and red and you get brown, okay? See, we're not the same color. You're darker.
And you're lighter.
This bitch is black as fuck.
I mean, just look. Take a picture.
Girl, you should come down if you have. His neck up, friend. You are dark skinned, girl.
You're fucking eczema alone makes your skin darker. Get the fuck out of here. Look at this shit. Are you fucking serious? Are you blind?
Hold on. Where's my phone? Where's my iPhone?
Please take a fucking picture. 4K. Please take a fucking picture.
Girl, I think it's like a little mouse or something over there. So it's something keep moving, girl.
Oh, wow. Look. Look at that. Lighter.
Girl, that gets no sun. No sun. Look at this. That's two thighs. Let me get those thighs. I'm lighter.
Your thighs are darker.
Look at that. Thighs. Friend thighs.
Friend thighs.
Arm. I mean, come on now. Hold on. Look. Let's see. Let's just motherfucking see that.
Two different shades of chocolate.
No, yeah. I'm not chocolate. I'm pecan tan.
I'm
pecan
tan.
You don't
even like
the thought
of being dark skin.
Look, girl. What's now, that? You look real light skin right here. Okay. Look at this shit. Bitch, please. China, Miss Thing. Please. Look at that. Look at that. You're darker than me. Bitch, you are darker than me.
Really?
Look at that.
Put them next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Just like this. Thank you. Bam. You're lighter than me, girl.
Exactly.
You were just darker than me. It depends on where you're. Thank you. See, your inner is different. Some of my thighs, girl.
Bitch, you both beautiful. The fuck we talking about fucking tan? We sound like two ignorant motherfuckers.
How we ignorant, girl? How we ignorant, girl? Because you are mocha Lee chocolate and I'm pecan.
I would never
want
to be light skinned.
Bitch, I would love to be light skinned. Red bone. But see, light skinned boys got little dicks.
You're too fucking close to being a shade of fucking white. They don't fucking
you still got melanin. You still got melanin.
You age very fucking well.
You still
like, got I love melanin. My melanin, my fucking skin. It's a source of fucking power. I fucking got them don't get sick.
That's what you tell me.
None of that
to?
Shit. Man, when you see these old white motherfuckers die, motherfucker?
Bro, they
be trying to figure out why the fuck we age so slow.
They be changing.
Bitch, you like an old dried up raisin, bitch.
They change color the very fuck.
Bitch, y'all age like bananas.
Oh, God. Real fast. I didn't
catch that. I'm talking about.
Oh, shut up.
You better eat that fucking banana. You got like a week to eat that motherfucker.
Girl, be serious. Oh, you're not mouth. I didn't catch that, girl. We know you white too, girl. Don't do me. I wish they had one named LaCretia.
I love being chocolate.
I wish juicy. But they got a dark skinned version of Suri, girl.
Yeah, it tastes sweet.
I'm gonna say, hey, what is the Afro American version of Suri's name?
Here's what I found.
Okay. How did Suri get his name?
Now, shut up. You change him all to you say he's like a dude.
I know. Most of us are familiar with Suri.
He still's like a white dude. Why ain't no nigga on him?
That's what I just asked him. What?
Can you change the feature if you want to?
Yeah, you can. I know you can.
Apple, no, what if you like, what's up, bruh? What if you want to say that?
If it was Old Dirty Bastard, I would.
It should just be a version of that if you wanted to.
Like, what's up, bruh? No, but you
can. A black voice.
But they got one that you can train like that. It's an app you got to download, though. It doesn't come. It's not wow. Siri. Because, girl, Siri. Siri ain't Siri when she turned into a man, friend.
Turn into a man. I mean, it's still both. If you change a man or a woman, but they both still sound white.
They got British female. Let me see if they got African American. They don't
exactly.
Have it. They don't have it. They don't have it.
It shouldn't have to be something you download. It should already be on Siri.
What they do?
Apple.
Have, They got South African female, but she's still like Mama, Mama Zuni, Mama. That ain't my sister.
They
girl.
Got that for real now?
Yeah.
No, let me hear. Bitch.
Girl, I keep hearing something. Girl. Is that the door?
No, it didn't move. I ain't gonna lie. Earlier, when I was talking about the bull, and I thought I seen something go by past my eyes. Oh shit.
Bitch, wet.
Tripping.
What's up?
Wet.
What's up? Like, yeah, like when I say, hey, Siri, I want to go, what's up?
We don't do that here.
I'm not sure. I bet you I can tell you who can do it though. Alexa. Alexa's low key, Debbie.
Alexa got an attitude.
Alexa low key.
When you try to do something, she's like, no.
She's like,
I don't. You don't have to talk to me. Or something she said.
Like, you know,
that shit was funny as hell.
She gave very much. I don't understand that tone, girl.
I think she said I don't like that tone.
So I don't give a fuck, bitch. But do I say?
Before you say I don't like, bitch, you don't. You got feelings. Right. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
You in them? You and your feelings? That's what I'm saying. They can't be in their feelings because, friend, they're not self-aware.
Have you seen that movie, A&I?
A&I?
I'm telling you, it's a phone where the motherfucking phone is like your best fucking friend.
Oh, no, I'm good on all that. Hello?
It talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, hello? Oh, shit. It just pulled up, in front of the Family Dollar.
It's not mine.
Listen to me feeling all special and stuff. Yeah, well, they don't claim you. That's a good thing. I mean, wait. I was upon the time, yeah, but, Now, I'm scared. I ain't no friend. I'm scared. You know, you look unpredictable. I'm afraid of what you're capable of. I've seen it happening. You know, I got hurt kind of bad behind certain things. So I'm just afraid of what you're capable of. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that, you know. I'm just afraid. You know what I'm saying? I'm emotionally unavailable.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing, though.
It's I really know not. It's not I'm already left.
Yourself. Put yourself in yourself, right? That's fine. I made this thing called Silhouette Sunday. Bang, bing, when I tell you. Hey! Oh, I thought you seen. Okay, let me call you back. Bitch, you play too much. Bitch, you play too much.
Oh, my God. So much
play too fucking much.
I wish I could have seen you for Halloween. You could have booty shorts off.
Play too much.
You could have played that in roles.
Oh, you play too much, China. Oh, this girl getting on my nerves. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God. What is that? Come on, are you going to me? No, I'm not taking you to me. I gotta go, because I got a booty call. Nope, I got a booty call. He said he want to be my man. He want to let me up and down all night. He want to eat my pussy right. He want to make me scream his name all night. He wanna be my man, you heard me. He wanna take me out the derby. He wanna buy me a mint julep. See what I'm talking about, bitch, I ain't me. I never change for nobody. I'll never swag on your mommy. I'll never kill on your poppy. I'll make your brother say, I will. Your sister wanna fuck me too. I told her last night we can't do the do. I sit back and do that now. Sit back, you just see Trey now. Put the tequila in my ceiling and I'm feeling it. Make this nigga hit me to the building. Hit me from the back now. I come through coming on the back. Stress relief, you know I'm working on that. Put my ear pods in, call my name. Beyonce, bitch, better say my name. Rocking a pretty clutch, Cheryl said. Sitting back, Cheryl bed. Don't play no games, I'm like turtles and paddles in the morning. You better keep it up, Cheryl bed. Don't play no games with me, nigga. See, Dre got me on my fingers. My 7 cut cute. You can have
it.
Oh, these are tight.
But see, I put my jock strap on with his friend.
And you trying to hide your
people
from me.
I do. I've been trying to hide my people.
I see it. Only thing I see
it. If you get it like.
I'm very sure. You know how many friends you couldn't show your videos to?
That might be why Lamar has such a big problem. Because he's like.
No, I'm open.
No, but Lamar has a problem with me showing. Like, he literally
I'm
said.
I'm small.
I know. He has a problem with me showing my female friends. I'm like, what? They don't want
to
fuck
me. I'm showing female friends that.
Shamir has a hard time looking at it, but she has a whole nigga who gives her money to fuck him with a dildo.
Exactly. Stupid.
That's what you call what?
What kind of shit is that?
Pot calling the kettle black.
I can watch it, but I ain't fucking no nigga in the ass. He gotta pay me a lot of money. A lot of money.
Mind you, just like, no shade, but bitch.
I said, what the fuck?
First of all, none of my real homegirls, if a man, I know my bitches, honey. Y'all not talking to a nigga if he's working a gay club as security.
Your preference is your preference. Because my presence is.
I love my gay friends.
Yeah, but my presence is a presence. So
I can't compete with a man with enough man. Guess who will win? Friend. You.
But I'm sick and tired. Like.
You fuck with a nigga, but you can't go out and watch it.
I'm not sound good, but I watched it. I mean,
girlfriend, what I'm having a hard time with is. Nigga, I ain't worried about your clout on the streets. You better be worried about your clout with me. Because that's where I disconnect. Now, mind you, Batman made me do it.
Hey, look.
No, a lot of them
ain't.
No. But look, that big bitch, let me tell you. The reason I did it was because I warned the man. Let's be clear. Now, every time the man shows me more attention, the woman is basically our slave. However, like.
It makes him mentally feel.
I mean, well, girl, at this time, you
are.
But you know what mentally makes me feel better? That you want me and only me.
Because
better time sexual than gay. Bitch, when I tell you, my dick was rock hard with his lips on it. As soon as turned into it, it was like, okay, I gotta do something. Bring your ass here, bitch. When I tell you, bitch.
First of all, bitch,
when I'm sitting on the bed in your little effect, when I'm sitting on the bed like this, bitch, with my little effect on, and I wait for not one, not two, but 3 hours, to the point where I get up, go make $80, come back, girl, you're still MIA. I got mad. And I said, you know what? I didn't call you over here for that. I called you over here for me. However, I noticed what you give. Girl, you're high. My problem, my fault. But, bitch, let me tell you one thing. Options, I'm not. Number two, bitch, you already know how I feel about that. So, I hope you fucking your good. Thank you for that. No shade.
To a man. You will never win, bitch.
You should see the text messages
I
sent.
Never win.
You want to see the text message I sent? I said, I'm not going to be second rate. Bitch, all you kept doing was apologizing.
That's to a man, not a woman. Shouldn't you feel horrible?
Who, me?
I'm talking to a woman.
Oh, I mean, shoot.
It's you know, you used to compete with another woman for a man's affection. Goddamn bathroom, fucking goddamn soap dish, bitch, and fuck your own self, bitch. What a deal, though. Dummy.
I love you so much, friend. Bitch, what I tell you, China Man, I gave very much. I'm a little perturbed. I'm a little upset.
Mitch, I'm sorry.
No.